In a new report, several human rights groups criticize Israel for continuing to torture Palestinian detainees, despite an Israeli Supreme Court ruling banning the practice. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
The report was prepared jointly by Israeli, Palestinian, and international human rights activists. They accuse Israel of routinely using various methods of torture against Palestinian detainees. In one affidavit cited in the report, a 16-year-old Palestinian accused of throwing stones and preparing firebombs claimed he was soaked in freezing water, made to carry a heavy wooden beam while handcuffed, and then beaten. In another affidavit, an Arab woman, a teacher, and a citizen of Israel said interrogators violently shook her until her head banged repeatedly against the wall. She was not accused of a crime. Interrogators were searching for her brother. Israel has never admitted to using torture. But in 1999, after several well-documented cases came to light, the Israeli Supreme Court banned what it called moderate physical pressure. Hannah Friedman, the director of the Public Committee Against Torture in Israel and one of the report's authors, says violent shaking is now rare. But she says other forms of torture continue.
What they are using now is sleep deprivation and also tying to a chair for hours. Also exposure to cold air or heat, beatings, insults.
The Supreme Court decision allows these methods in cases of what it calls a ticking bomb, if a suspect has information that could save people's lives. Friedman says these methods are used in 70% of interrogations, often leaving permanent scars.
It spoils the man's mind and also the man's body, you know, when you use such a methods. A lot of detainees who were tortured, they have problems until the end of their lives, you know. They cannot work again, and they have problems with the family, with the children, and they cannot sleep at night.
Israeli government spokesman Ranan Gissin says all allegations of torture are investigated. He says Israel's Government Security Service, or GSS, follows the law.
The number of cases that have been adjudicated and found is very small. And in those cases, you know, officers or interrogators were punished. The GSS is governed by law. And the fact that they can bring it to court time and again is ample proof to you that this is not the kind of phenomena that exist in Israel, you know, as a widespread thing.
Friedman's report counters that investigations are conducted internally by the GSS itself, and no interrogator has been tried in criminal court. In addition to the fresh allegations of torture, Israel's also coming under renewed criticism for its policy of assassinating Palestinian militants. In a new report, the international human rights group Amnesty International calls the policy a blatant violation of the right to life. Amnesty also condemns Palestinian armed groups for the killing of Israeli civilians, and it criticizes both sides for failing to investigate deaths or arrest those responsible. The report calls for international observers to be sent to the West Bank and Gaza Strip, an idea Israel has repeatedly rejected. Again, Israeli spokesman Gissin.
This commission comes over and comes not only with the accusation, but with the verdict and saying, well, now, because this has happened, we have to introduce an international force of observers to see the kind of atrocities that Israel is conducting. How about establishing an international force to observe, first and foremost, the kind of atrocities that the Palestinian Authority is inflicting on its own people?
The Amnesty report says that at least 703 Palestinians and 188 Israelis have been killed in the violence since September of last year. Nearly 200 of the victims were children. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.